educating citizens and keeping voters informed, we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. This is Lisa Berry, and in this edition of our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, we're focusing on the local voting process, security, and proper operation of our voting systems. So we went straight to the top in Ann Arbor. Jackie Boudry, City of Ann Arbor Clerk, welcome.
Thank you.
And Jeff Smirek, Director of Voter Services of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Jackie has been Ann Arbor City Clerk since 2005, has over 20 years in local government, including recently being awarded the prestigious Michigan Association of Municipal Clerks 2019 City Clerk of the Year. And Jeff has been an active lawyer in good standing in Michigan since 1978, focusing on civil rights and constitutional law, and, as I said, an active member of the League. So let's begin with you, Jackie. What does the city of Ann Arbor do before an election to make sure the voting system is working properly and is secure?
Well, before every election, we test all of our equipment. We have a vote tabulator in every precinct, as well as our absent voter count boards have anywhere from 10 to 15 machines. Each machine has a program that tabulates votes and a predetermined, we call it a test deck of results, is created and run through each machine to ensure that all the yes-no votes, every candidate, that the results we expect are the results we get. So we do that preliminary testing on every single machine. And we also do what we call a public accuracy test with our election commission, and that is open to the public. And we do a sample of that testing to show the public so they can be confident that the machines have been tested and that they will be accurate on election day. But there's also a lot of checks and balances for issuing and processing absentee ballots. So every voter submits an application with their signature, and that signature is checked, and then that voter is issued a ballot. When the ballot comes back, they sign the envelope, and again that signature is checked to make sure the absentee ballots are issued and returned by the voter that they're assigned to. And so all that work is done by staff at City Hall, and then the testing of the machines is done off-site at a warehouse.
And there's also the Election Commission. What role does that play in all this?
So a lot of people assume it's all run by the city clerk, but by law and also by local city charter, an election commission is set up, and that's myself as the chair, as well as the chief of police in Ann Arbor and the Ann Arbor city attorney. And the three of us make decisions. The official appointment of election inspectors is done at a public meeting of the election commission. The election commission is also responsible for the testing of the equipment. And so the public accuracy test is actually done at a public meeting of the election commission.
So citizens can just go and watch if they'd like to?
Mm-hmm. We occasionally get candidates who are interested. In the 08 presidential election, the Obama campaign actually sent a representative to watch the testing.
And much of what we're talking about now in finding out what happens with local elections was impacted by Proposal 3, which was approved by voters last November. Jeff, can you review what that was about and what impact are we seeing from that?
Well, thank you, Lisa. I'd be delighted to. Proposal 3 passed in November of 18 with nearly 70% of the vote. Clearly, Michigan citizens really wanted Proposal 3. It was called Promote the Vote, and it does several things. Now, every Michigan citizen who's qualified to vote becomes automatically registered to vote when applying, updating, or renewing their driver's license or their state-issued ID. Second, as long as you bring proof of residency, you can simultaneously register to vote and also obtain a ballot during the 15-day period prior to an election up to and including election day. You can register by mail or in person. Third, and I would say very importantly, now you can obtain a no-reason absentee ballot. In the past, of course, there had to be, you were sick or you had to visit your grandmother in Houston or something, but now you don't have to give a reason. You can get an absentee ballot. And then finally, now you can vote by straight party voting.
So this was approved by voters less than a year ago. We just recently, Jackie, had an election. Did you see the impact of any of these changes on that recent election?
Well, at the local level, we have promoted the no reason absentee voting. We have what we call an automatic absent voter application list. So we've seen that list. Voters have signed up, and we've added, I think, 25% to that list of city voters. And you can sign up to get an application for absentee ballot automatically sent to you every election. So we've been promoting that no reason absentee is available, and also encouraging people, if they're interested in doing that for every election, that we'll automatically alert them and get that application out to them in the mail.
Do you think that would make voter turnout be higher?
Definitely we see that in the smaller elections. We in Ann Arbor just implemented Proposal 3. Our first election was August of 2019.
Right.
And in a small single issue election, when we're automatically sending applications to people on the automatic application list, it's helps to also promote to them, hey, there is an upcoming election in case you weren't aware. So as that list increases, I think that then voters are aware of what's going on in the smaller elections, and we get those absentee ballots out.
What do you think about this, Jeff, as you are with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area? No reason absentee and no excuses for not voting.
Exactly, Lisa. We're so delighted. We feel in the League of Women Voters that we do the field work of democracy, the tough, sweaty, unglamorous field work of helping all American citizens have their voting rights. And if you can get your vote counted and do that without a long wait in line by using what Jackie just described as the no reason absentee ballots, that's just the great way to go.
And you're counting down to the next presidential election. How far do we have to go with that?
About 15 months, I believe.
15 months. And what's the league doing about that?
Well, we have five major pushes underway. We always are about voter registration. And we have several drives to register voters. And then we also have been doing our increasingly popular televised candidate forums on the Ann Arbor Community Television Network, CTN, where we invite all the candidates to come in and answer questions that we did not develop, but that the community developed. We also have planned a number of issue forums throughout Washtenaw County, talking to citizens about issues that they care most about. And then, of course, we do what is our kind of our signature activity, which is to distribute nonpartisan information to citizens. We're going to distribute 6,000 or 7,000 of our voter guides throughout the county. We're very proud of our new and improved, you might say, our Vote 411 online presence. I urge and invite all listeners to log on to vote411.org, and you'll see a wonderfully interactive, helpful web presence. And then we also are going to push again this year what was quite successful at the last election cycle, which was our school-based registration.
And that's what Jeff Smerick, Director of Voter Services of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, was just talking about. Thank you, Jeff. And Jackie Boudry, definitely a leader in fair voting process. Also the City of Ann Arbor clerk. Thank you both for joining us on this edition of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Lisa.